Yeah, when the wind started blowing yesterday, we knew that it was going to get cold. Jesus uses the example of well-known things of his people living in that area in order to know how the weather was going to be. My brother-in-law's dad taught me several things about fishing in Kansas. When the wind is from the west, fishing's at its best. When the wind is from the south, the bait goes in the mouth. When the wind is from the east, fishing is at its least. We just didn't fish when it was from the north, that's all. They know how to interpret the wind and the weather, but they do not know how to receive Jesus and to interpret the moment in which they are. Yesterday, Jesus made it very clear that he has come, and the proclamation of the good news, the salvation, will cause division, period. Because you will have those who will be able to receive him and those who will not. That there is freedom. And because there is freedom and the gospel is given freely, there will be division. Jesus is encouraging them. He doesn't want them to be divided off. He doesn't want them to be separated. He wants them to receive the gospel, to know this moment and to receive it, to humble oneself, to know that one needs a Savior and to enter in. This is what he longs for. This is what he hopes for. But he will not hold back the gospel message, because he knows that the message brings salvation. We see that in the first reading. Just as the gospel message divides and separates with those that choose and those who reject, for those that choose, not only is there the salvation that they enter into, but then they are brought into unity with others. And the unity that they have with others is profound and deep. One body, one spirit, one bond of peace, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. We become united to each other by God. Not by an idea, not by a political party, not by a movement, not by a job, but by God. You see, it's scandalous when we hear that the gospel message of Jesus divides and separates, because we know and we long for communion and connection with each other. We know that it's hard to hear that, because we long for unity and peace. And Jesus says to us through Paul in this first reading today that what you long for, I will give, but it will be found in me. We cannot attribute anything of bringing people to be unified of heart and mind apart from God. People stir up people all the time. You know, what was it like when the Royals won the World Series? Wasn't it great? Everybody was a Royals fan in Kansas City at that time. It was beautiful, beautiful solidarity as people marched in peace and in joy and happiness over a baseball game. It was beautiful when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And again, an opportunity of unity and solidarity in some event that drew us together to march together in joy and happiness and revelry and pride. what Jesus offers through him, with him, in him, is so much deeper and so much greater. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ will separate and divide. But receiving that gospel message, embracing it with all of our heart, and entering into it will draw us into communion in a way that the world cannot give. Amen.